Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. In U.S. politics, dismissing his rivals as Lying Ted and Lil Marco, Republican frontrunner Donald Trump fended off intense attacks from his fellow presidential hopefuls at a debate late Thursday. Florida Senator Marco Rubio, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, and Ohio Governor John Kasich took turns taking swipes at Trump, a New York businessman who appears to be moving toward his party's nomination. South Korean President Park Geun-hye says South Korea must make it clear the North Korean regime will not survive if it does not give up its nuclear program. Meantime, in the wake of expanded UN sanctions on Pyongyang, the Philippines is holding a North Korean ship. More from VOA's Brian Padden in Seoul.
Philippine officials say that it's being held because of safety issues that have to be dealt with. But my reading of it is that it was stopped for these mandatory inspections, and during these mandatory inspections, they found these safety issues. This kind of stopping cargo, possibly seizing cargo, this could be something different, and this could trigger some sort of response from North Korea.
Brian Padden reporting from Seoul. On Thursday, North Korea fired six long-range, rather short-range missiles off its eastern coast, according to Seoul's defense ministry, which said they landed in the sea. The United Nations now says at least 25 people were killed, some 120 wounded in last month's attack on a UN civilian shelter in Malakal, South Sudan. The UN Office for Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says humanitarian partners have rapidly mobilized staff and supplies to tend to the additional needs at the camp since the attack. This is VOA News. An Egyptian student enrolled at a U.S. flight school is set to appear in a Southern California immigration court today to face questions about whether he should be deported after making threatening comments on social media about U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. Emeldin El-Sayed, a 23-year-old student from Cairo, said he would be willing to serve a life sentence for killing Trump and that he believed the world would thank him. After posting the comments on Facebook in early February, El-Sayed was interviewed by U.S. Secret Service agents and told that he would not face charges but that his student visa was being revoked. Since then, he's been jailed and his permission to study at the flight school revoked at the request of federal authorities. Amnesty International accuses Russian and Syrian forces of deliberately targeting Syrian hospitals and medical facilities with airstrikes to ease the path for pro-regime ground forces advancing on northern Aleppo. Meantime, the United Nations Special Envoy for Syria reports the cessation of hostilities in Syria is largely holding. So political talks aimed at ending the five-year-long civil war will resume next week as planned. Lisa Schlein in Geneva is following the story.
UN Special Envoy Stefan de Mistura says the cessation of hostilities in Syria lasted for 6 days, noting this is one of the longest periods of relative calm in Syria's 5 years of war. He says the level of violence has been greatly reduced and that the cessation of hostilities agreement is generally holding, which is good news for many Syrian people.
Unfortunately, we have to admit, like in every cessation of hostility or ceasefire, and in particular in this one, there are still a number of places where fighting has continued.
De Mistura says UN personnel are closely monitoring what is happening on the ground. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
European Council President Donald Tusk says the number of migrants crossing the Aegean Sea from Turkey to EU territory remains too high, and further measures are needed to curb it. Speaking at a joint press conference in Ankara with host Turkish President Ahmet Davutoglu, Tusk had a warning for migrants.
I want to appeal to all potential illegal economic migrants, wherever you are from. Do not come to Europe. Do not believe the smugglers. Do not risk your lives and your money. It is all for nothing. Greece or any other European country will no longer be a transit country.
Tusk praised Turkey for its cooperation, including stepped-up coastal guards patrols and a tightening of its visa program. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.